At the beginning of these booze, earlier this summer, I talked about some research on e-breaks, these short little breaks where you might surf the web for a minute or check something, and it showed that these short little breaks were very effective in keeping one on task. And I know in my own life, I do that all the time. I can work very diligently on something and then take a short 2 or 3 minute break to check something or do something and not leave my desk and not become totally engrossed in it and go back to work. And this can be very productive. Of course, the slippery slope is that you get somewhere and you never come back to your work. And that's what I wanted to remark a little bit on today. This kind of notion that we make rational decisions over irrationally short periods of time when we say something like, it will only take a minute to check my email. Now that's true. It only does take a minute to check my email, and I did that just a second ago. But had I gone to check my email and found 5 emails have arrived, and 2 of them were from friends and they weren't pressing, but I thought now it would only take me a minute to reply to them. Now I'm moving into a place where moving away from an e-break to a part of my being where I'm going to really end up procrastinating, because now I'm not really choosing to leave the task, but because I'm making this rational decision, it's only going to take me a minute, but a minute later I face the same thing. And so this is something we all have to deal with as individuals, that when is it are we just taking a necessary and rest break, and when is it we're really just making an excuse not to be on task? When are we actually investing more of our thought process into the web surfing, the email, the Facebook updating, or whatever, as compared to the task that we were really working on? And in today's world, when we work on computers like we do, this is the context we're in. And so we have to start to acknowledge that these are environments that we work in. And that's why I really am adamant that we shouldn't use Facebook, for example, in teaching and learning, because the context for Facebook is one for entertainment and social networking, not one of concentrated effort. And if you've listened to the news recently, and maybe I'll do a short boo on this tomorrow, multitasking is a myth. In fact, people who multitask the most seem to show that they have the shortest attention spans and are least able to keep from distractions. But I think I will talk about this tomorrow. For today, let me just end with the notion that these rational decisions over irrationally short periods of time, where we say it'll only take a minute. The moment we say that, we have to be careful that we're not justifying something that's where it's fun to do. In fact, when it's sane to say it will only take a minute is when we're convincing ourselves to do something that's unpleasant. Many times the things we're putting off are rather unpleasant things that will certainly only take a minute. Anyhow, some food for thought, more at procrastination.ca, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.